Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of April, recording from London at 8:33 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, I said I'd just comment on some of those recent trades and stop moves, although they're pretty well covered in the written comment as well. But some people I know had been wondering about my tactics on the dollar yen and the euro yen contracts. Now, they were a bit chancy and opportunistic, and I think I said so at the time. I certainly hope I did so at any rate. I was buying after we had seen quite substantial sell-offs, and the Bank of Japan was beginning to jawbone once again in terms of talking about intervention. But of course there were all those articles saying that they were not going to do so much, and so there were conflicting reports coming out. Now, I didn't stop out when they both went wrong, and they both went wrong, and they just continued in the direction they were in. And I think I'd said at the time that, well, perhaps I should have waited for an upward dynamic, but I was not going in with an aggressive trade on either of those positions. And frankly, the moves that I bought into or shorted into looked a little bit overextended at the time and became a bit more overextended. But I was relieved, needless to say, to hike the yen position, the dollar yen position out in here today. And as I speak, that dynamic that we were seeing on euro yen, that was looking a whole lot better, up 2.5 yen at one stage today, but that's faded a bit, so it's only up 180 right now. So surrendered part of that dynamic, but again, I'll ride that a little bit longer. It's because the chart's still overextended, and it's not a bad position. It's not a big position. It's a bad position, been a bad position from day one, but it's not a big position. And it shows, even when you're all ham-fisted and make a mess of it, that if the basic thinking wasn't too ludicrous, then you can more often than not get out of the position overall square with a small loss, which is what I would be hoping to do on that euro-yen here. I just don't like the action in these currency markets, so I'm not going to chance much more. As I said, there are better situations about, not least in some of these commodity markets. And even the stock market futures. Well, I see even the stock market futures, they've been going gangbusters here recently, and giving me the opportunity to, of course, improve my stop on the Nikkei, or improve it in the sense of cover more of the profit, and to put in that stop on the HSI. Now, you might also wonder, what about the tactics? Why didn't I have a stop? You know, thinking back now on the dollar yen, or the yen dollar rather, and the euro yen positions, and also the HSI, why didn't I have a stop in there right from the start? Well, those trends were overstretched, and I was bottom fishing in those, and therefore I would give it a little bit more latitude. And now that I think that tactic is justifiable in that type of overstretched, short-term overstretched trend type of situation. It would be a disaster if I were buying something, say, in a powerful uptrend that had been running for quite a while, and I was hoping that it was going to go higher, and if I bought and didn't protect with a stop, because that could come down with an almighty thump. But if the market is already overstretched in your favor, as in the earlier examples I gave, then one can take a little bit more risk, at least in terms of putting in that initial stop. But you know my stance on this. I always start small. I don't plunge in with big positions here anymore. And then I look at it and see how it's working out and decide whether I want to add to the position or whether I want to chop the position. Okay, what do we got here in stock markets overall? Well, Asia had another pretty good day in here, and we had strong gains in the Nikkei and also in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. those were probably the best of the action, and we also saw, well, in contrast, really, we saw some profit taking here in Europe, but nothing that big overall. I'm just trying to put up a chart of this Malaysia fund in here, which sees up a little bit here today among the stock market positions, but Japan's the exciting one. Now, I should mention that, did you see that Dow Jones Industrial Average versus the Nikkei ultra long-term chart that I posted when I did that special Sunday comment on the website? Now, as subscribers, you would have received the PDF, and that would have contained that. You would have received that on Monday. But normally, I don't do a Sunday update and website update and audio, as you know. And so not everyone actually looked for that, but I have had a number of subscribers say that that was one of the most riveting charts that they've ever seen, and I absolutely agree. I think the implications of that, in other words, being that Japan is way going to outperform Wall Street over the next decade or more, that's hugely important and has certainly been very, very influential in my long-term pension fund activities over the last 10 months, as you know. Okay, what else have we got going on here? Wall Street, modest losses in here today. The Dow's down 2, the S&P's down 4, the Nasdaq's down a bit more at nearly 24 points. Those are sort of in the upper middle of today's range so far on Wall Street. And looking around, this interestingly in the currency markets, this a euro dollar, you know, we got down and really looked at that 120 level, went slightly below it yesterday, and did so again today before firming. And currently, euro dollar is at 120.87. That helped the metals a little bit, that pickup, and so gold pushed up $3 here to 418.75. Gold's in a buying range at this price, and if it dips off a little bit further, as I've said before, when it got last time, when it got down around the 400 level, and we might not see that again, but it was certainly a buying opportunity. Silver was strong in here today, 22. Palladium, that had a new closing high at 315.65. The intraday high was 319, which we saw, I think, yesterday and on Friday. But it's a terrific action overall, and as you know, that fundamental story has improved. Classic case of the chart leading the fundamental development. And elsewhere, bond markets, they're a little bit steadier in here today, at least in Europe and the US, as the stock markets are somewhat softer. Those JGBs were soft again, and I've jammed the stop down. You can see that chart on the website if you haven't already. So that's the main action. Cable a little bit firmer in here, 183.83. And that's pretty much oil picking up a little bit, but a generally nervous tone overall. Hardly surprising if you read that Mark Faber article that I posted on the website. And there have been a number of people expressing similar sentiments. Indeed, I've been running at a high state of anxiety for a while here, as you know. But there's still little trades out there, and I hadn't abandoned my longer term positions, as you know, positions in India, for instance, and I've recently built up my position in the Thai market and my position in Japan, given the current futures contract that I'm holding is not insubstantial. So I don't think Armageddon's just around the corner. Let's hope not, at any rate, so that we can still have a good evening. Enjoy.